Well, welcome back to one more, to another report. I must say, even this is exactly what I was hoping for. I've been hoping all day that the Ryder Cup would come down to the 18th hole and that Graham McDowell would win it with the last shot. But having said that, the actual real experience of watching Molinari on the 18th, one hole up, trying to hold on to his lead against Ricky Fowler, Molinari in a field, exaggerate of course to make a point, but this is all just a lot for a person sitting on a sofa in Glanmire in Cork to take in his stride. I see Fowler remove a wedge out of the bag and face up. Now, at the moment, I have a funny feeling that Fowler has got back into the zone and that he has recovered himself from the slough of despond that he was in for most of this match, because I would not be shocked to see Fowler make his name in history by almost sinking this shot. I mean, okay, that's easy for me to say. Let's just see what he does. He's quickly down and threw the ball, threw it very confidently. He's gone, put the ball into 12 feet perhaps. It's in the shade of the shade cast by the tree, the shadow cast by the tree. That's a great, great shot under the pressure. Now we have the situation where the Molinari Eduardo is in a tough line. Maybe not for him, it's tough. May not be tough for him. He's one hole up, he's come to the 18th. The American has gone in with a fine shot. Hopefully Molinari will keep his nerve. He has swung at the ball has gone high, that's excellent news. He's come up short on the green, he's given himself a long putt, but he's on the putting surface, that's excellent. Other people have hit shots in circumstances like that and had the ball fall back into the water. So that was quite a good shot under pressure, I want to say. Now, where are we going? I'm following this. At the same time, I'm also trying to send a tweet or two, but I got so hooked on audio for the last few holes and decided that everybody who is interested in the Ryder Cup has actually found a way to stop doing what they're doing and find themselves a TV. Hunter Mahon has just hit his shot. He's driven into rough. Now that won't be so bad on this hole, but he's actually left himself in quite a difficult position, I have to say. Now this is putting it up to McDowell. All McDowell has to do is stand here on the fairway and crack one right down the centre and put the ghost of the last hole to bed. He's one up on the 16th. He's gone right through the ball, given the club a real little twirl in his hand. I strongly suspect it's a great drive, and I'm right. He really did crack that perfectly. He was delighted with it. You could tell when a golfer twirls the club, these pros twirl the club in their hand. That's a real rub of satisfaction. So far, so good. I would imagine there are people in the United States who are just as tense about this as I am. Here we are, the European team, dependent on Italian and an Irishman. We've got a long putt on the 18th with them. Yesterday, the Italians had major trouble, but it wasn't with their long distance putting, it was with their 8 foot, 9 foot putts. None of them seemed to find the hole yesterday. So today I'm looking at a PGA approved photographer. I'm looking at a whole load of blue heads here, European supporters. If you fell in the lake here, you'd find something in the water to cling on to. See the Spaniard smoking his cigar. He's very non-PC, that man, you know. will this ball come dead? And even if it does, I wouldn't trust Fowler. Here comes the ball. It's going down the hill. This ball is rolling fabulously. Ah, no, he'll be pleased with that. It's come up short, but only about a foot. So I think we can take it that that's going to be a gimme, although I doubt very much Fowler's going to give it to him. There was a moment in Ryder Cup history where a putt, lit even a bit longer than that, was conceded by an American captain, Jack Nicklaus. I remember it. Here we go. Here we have Fowler, a putt on the 18th hole to level the score, win a point for his team, and Corey Palin looks ill. He's been comforted by a woman who lays her gentle hand on her on his shoulder. This would be the most stunning victory by young Fowler if he managed to win this. And do you know what? I really fancy him to sink this putt. Monty is not watching. He is leaning on a golf cart or a golf buggy. One of these electrified golf buggies everybody uses these days. It's a lonely place out there in the shadows on the 18th green. Dappled shadows. Even trickier. He's doing what they all will do and what he'll do. He steps away from the ball, gets behind it, has another look. Starts his routine again. And the bloody television breaks off to give us a different angle. I think we could have stayed where we were. No, sorry, Sky, I'm not criticizing you. But I'm just excited. I fancy this to go in. Fowler's hit it. And he scored. He got it. Fowler has scored a magnificent half that, you know, all golf lovers will admire. What a terrific thing. Molinari has not lost the match. Fowler has got a point out of this. And I am totally confused. Where does that leave the match? I do think I better turn back on the TV.